Do you know the show? Know the show. You gotta know the show. Know the show. You better know the show. Know the show. But do you know the show? Know the show. You better know the show. Know the show. You gotta know the show. Know the show. But do you know the show? Know the show. You better know the show.
I think over the years you've learned a lot about our boss Sal, who now joins us. Good morning, Sal.
Good morning.
But does Sal know us?
That was kind of a low-budget jingle you got there, thank God. It's kind
it's
of
one of my
budget.
Favorites of all time.
Really?
Yeah, it's so cheesy. I love it so much.
Okay, well.
Interesting you talk about budgets, and it's the first thing you mention when you come on the show. Now that you
when
ever
you don't have one, that's what you get.
Talk
yeah,
about
well,
money.
All right, good. It was free. Well, I love it. That's a great jingle you got there.
Sal, in front of you is a hat.
I have it. He wants me to read them.
Oh, okay. And we have each put some things about moments in our lives.
Okay.
And you're going to have to try and figure out who those moments are about by what Kennedy reads.
Okay.
How well do you know your employees?
Well, okay. Before we start, if I get them all right, what do I win?
What do you want?
$1,000.
Okay.
I mean, it's your money, so that's fine.
Done.
Kennedy knows I'm not going to get him right.
Correct.
I think there's a little scam going on.
No, not at all. These are all honest truths. Things that have happened to all,
all
of us.
Perfect.
All
right.
All right. Number one. I once danced naked on a rooftop bar in Key West in the rain. Who was that?
Dan.
Wow, you do know me.
Wow.
were you completely naked?
For a period of time, yeah.
Oh, my God.
We really thought you would think that that one would have been Kennedy.
No. I don't know. That's just... Well, Dan and I talked about last night he was going to take his shirt off to get on the...
on the
big screen, and I'm
game.
Like, do yeah. you have the call letters on your
yeah,
chest?
Like, did you shave Mix 104.1 into your chest hair?
I love that idea.
Hashtag right, shave week. It, Sal.
He's one for one.
Nice job.
All right. Got taken to the police station in high school for trying to buy beer.
Oh.
Got taken to the police station for trying to buy beer. I'm going to say that's Carson.
That is me.
Hey.
And the part that isn't on here that's the best part of the story, but I couldn't put on here, could be a dead giveaway. I was in my cheerleading outfit. Is that smart?
Walk how up. Old? How old were you?
6, 17.
So what do? They call the parents or?
They tried to, but these were back in the days where if your mom wasn't home, she wasn't home. So she never found out.
What type of beer were you trying to buy?
Whatever they would buy for, whatever the grown up would buy for us in the store.
Dressed in your high school cheerleading uniform.
Oh my God.
So smart.
So
an absolute genius
this.
I am. My parents met during their first semester of college and were married 5 months later.
Carson. Ooh.
That is absolutely correct.
I think your parents have been married or whatever a million times. Or
my
like.
Mom is married and divorced 5 times by
okay,
the time
see,
I was
I knew
18.
That.
They met, my mom and dad met at the University of Maryland. Somebody said my dad was supposed to like not go out with my mom. She was supposed to go out with this other dude, and the dude double booked a date. So he reached out to his friend, my dad, and said, "Hey, would you go out with Carol?" And then, you know, things
right.
happened.
Well, there you go.
You're 2 for 3 so far. Not bad.
That's pretty good, Sal.
So
I'm
that kept me $666.
That's the way that works, sir.
Okay.
I have 2 sisters, 1 half sister, 1 stepbrother, and 1 stepsister.
Kennedy.
That is right.
Sal,
3 for 4, okay.
I really thought you were going to get all these wrong.
Kenny
Sal.
Finished strong.
I crashed a car belonging to a salesperson at the radio station.
That's cars.
Obviously.
Absolutely.
Wait a minute, how many is that?
I think you're like 4 out of 5 so far.
Yep.
You've only missed one so far.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
I once started a fire in the middle of downtown that spread much more than I anticipated, and they had to shut down the square and bring the fire department to put it out.
Dan.
Yeah.
Where was that, Dan?
He knows the show.
That was in Malden Square.
Wait a minute.
I got out of hand.
Wait, I thought I'd hear something about a hotel room or something here, Dan.
The listeners don't even know that story.
Oh, well, we'll have to
and
tell
them. And you do know that story, yeah. So that would be very good. We were trying to make it.
That was one of the many times Sal has almost fired me.
Between the two of you, I swear to God.
There's also been about 5 or 6 of those.
Mostly between me and Dan and Salt.
Wow, I just missed one.
Is that all of them? Are we done?
Yeah. I'm actually impressed. That was really well done.
See, what kind of a boss knows his coworkers that well?
No, there aren't many.
I think he showed you.
Yeah.
Thank you for playing our reindeer game.
He's rich and he cares.
Dan, was there any video pictures, anything of the naked dancing?
No, no, there's no cameras up allowed there, man.
All right, I just didn't know.
So it was a regular bar that was three stories. But at night, we found out from another couple who we were like kind of vacation friends with that if you go up to the third floor after a certain hour, it becomes a different kind of bar. And we were like, let's go check that out.
Oh, so it was allowed.
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't just, I didn't get arrested.
Why?
Everyone was doing it.
Everybody was doing it.
Dan hates clothes.
I do pants or leg prisons, but that's a different story. Right.
Great.
Thank you, Sal.
You're welcome.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.